It is 11 minutes until 11 o'clock on a Throwback Thursday. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, and she is Silver Helgeson. She is with AmeriCorps. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, good to be here.
Good to have you. So you were chiming in on the sports.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the Packers are looking good?
Yeah, I think they did really well considering all the injuries they had last game, and they still managed to pull out and win.
A young lady who likes football. Can there be anything better than that?
I don't think so.
Where'd you grow up, Sarah?
I grew up north of Eau Claire in a small town called Ladysmith.
I have been to Ladysmith many, many times.
Really?
I used to work in a place called Birchwood.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Birchwood?
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I honestly haven't been there since I graduated high school.
Yeah, Birchwood is a town of 500 people. There are two gas stations, two bars, and Birchwood Best manufacturers of fine hardwood plywood products. That's who I work for. I used to commute from Florida. That's why I lived there for 21 years to Eau Claire Airport. So I'd go from like 80 degrees to 20 below
mm-hmm.
in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Good times. So you graduated from Eau Claire?
No.
Or from Ladysmith?
From Ladysmith from high school.
Yeah. And the Ladysmith what?
Lumberjacks.
The Lumberjacks. Yes. And do they call them the Ladysmith Lady Lumberjacks?
It was Lumberjills, excuse me.
The Lumberjills. I like that.
Yeah, that's I like that too.
Did you play sports in high school?
Yes. I was a big swimmer.
Yeah. And when's the last time you swam?
My senior year. It's a really good sport, but it causes a lot of injuries. So sometimes I'll do it for fun, but not competitively anymore.
Swimming causes injuries?
Yes.
What kind of injuries? I thought swimming was so therapeutic.
Well, it's a lot of repetitive motions. So depending on what stroke you was your big stroke, you could have hip problems, knee problems, shoulder problems.
When did you graduate?
I graduated high school in 2012.
Uh-huh. And what brought you to this area?
I had just graduated college, and I did the AmeriCorps VISTA program, which brought me to my nonprofit that I currently work for in Racine.
Where'd you go to college?
UAlbany in New York.
UAlbany? The mm-hmm. UAlbany what?
Great Danes.
The Great Danes.
Yes.
Wow. And do they call the ladies the Great Dames?
Nope, it was just the Great Danes.
Just the Great Danes.
I used to, when I was commissioner for minor league football, I had a team in Albany, and they were the Albany Metro Maulers.
The Metro Maulers. I thought you were going to say the Metrosexuals. No Metrosexuals in your...
Metro Maulers.
The Metro Maulers.
Albany, actually, I found Albany to be an area very much like Wisconsin in our area here. Beautiful area.
Yeah, upstate New York is fairly similar to Wisconsin, but with mountains.
And why did you pick Albany, of all places?
They had offered me a scholarship for being out of state and academics.
Oh, so you love football, you're an athlete, and you're smart.
I guess.
That's called a keeper, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Sarah Helgeson. She's with AmeriCorps. And that's a relatively new volunteer organization that was started under President Bill Clinton. And how did you get involved with that?
I had met an AmeriCorps volunteer when I was in high school. I went to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina in Biloxi, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do after college, so I figured this was a good place to get some job skills, and I know I want to work for nonprofits, so it gives me some experience.
So you were volunteering for AmeriCorps,
mm-hmm.
and now you work for them?
I'm technically a volunteer in service to AmeriCorps, but I got assigned to a nonprofit, John 23rd Educational Center.
John 23rd Educational Center. Where is that?
It is right here in Racine. It's on Douglas Avenue. It's attached to St. Patrick's Parish. We are a ministry of them, but anyone's allowed at our center regardless of religion, background.
Even atheists?
Yes, even atheists.
That's good to know. And who was John 23?
He was a pope that was very involved with believing in education, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do on a daily basis at the John 23 Educational Center?
Unfortunately, as an AmeriCorps VISTA, I'm not allowed direct service, but I do a lot of community outreach. So I try to get involved in community events. I've gone to several schools, and I'm also grant writing for the program.
What do you do at the schools?
I try to really just let people know about the amazing services we offer at our center. We are a supervised study hall and offer mentoring and tutoring to students and a fun learning environment, which is something they don't necessarily get in school or at home.
And what are you involved in specifically right now? What is your major effort right now?
My major effort right now is recruitment of new students with the first semester of school ending and recruiting new volunteers.
And how can people get involved?
People could very easily get involved by contacting us. We have a Facebook page. We have a website where you can find our information. But we're really looking for mentors and tutors, someone who can be a reliable figure. It's a really high-impact position, but with a very small time commitment.
What kind of training do you need?
We just require a safeguarding course for our volunteers. It's about 3 hours. It's very minimal. You watch some videos. You have a little discussion. It's just about protecting children.
She's Sarah Helgeson. She's with AmeriCorps and the John 23 Educational Program in Racine. This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. What is a rewarding story that first comes to your mind since you've been involved?
The first thing that comes to mind happened fairly recently. We also have an outreach program where we go to schools and talk to students about different topics the counselors picked. And the coordinators just went and did a Glamour Girl talk, which talked a lot about no bullying, being kind, having a positive body image. And the girls there liked it so much that they started their own anti-bullying club.
How does that work?
The students decided that they really liked the lessons the coordinators were teaching them, so they decided they wanted to continue after the six-week program ended.
What age are the kids that are being mentored, and what kind of, is there an age limit or for the mentors?
So the students that we accept are any student that's in 6th to 12th grade, and for volunteers, a mentor just has to be 18 years old, but a tutor can be as young as 16.
Very cool. And again, how can people get more information if they want to volunteer?
They can check us out on Facebook. It's John 23rd Educational Center. I just designed a new website for us that has a lot of information. It's john23educenter.org. They can give us a call at 262-898-7250. One of those three options.
Why don't you give them the number one more time?
262-898-7250.
She's Sarah Helgeson. She is with the John 23 Education Program and AmeriCorps volunteer as well. So you like the Packers.
Yes.
But should I have taken the Cowboys and given the points?
I could never go against Aaron Rodgers. So when I did fantasy football, I kept picking new teams until I got him.
And you're into fantasy football? Oh, my God. So, all right. So thank you for coming in. What an incredible young woman you are. And what was your GPA?
It was about a 3.4.
Yeah, of course it was. Good seeing you. Good luck. We'll have you in again sometime.
All right. Thank you.